Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome back to Blooming English, your friendly guide to the English language, brought to you by Igo Garden. Today, we've got a really exciting topic for all the sports fans out there. We're going to dive into English to talk about sports. Whether you love kicking a football, shooting hoops, or hitting a home run, sports bring people together from all around the world. But have you ever noticed how sports language has made its way into everyday English? From catching a curveball in life to scoring a goal at work, sports idioms and vocabulary are everywhere. In today's episode, we're going to explore some common terms and phrases from various sports like football, basketball, baseball, and more. We'll learn not just what they mean on the field or court, but also how we use these expressions in our daily conversations. So, whether you're a sports enthusiast or just curious about English idioms, this episode is for you. Let's get the ball rolling and jump right into the fascinating world of sports language. Here we go. As we start our journey into the world of sports language, let's begin with the most popular sport globally, soccer, or as it's known in many places, football. It's a game loved by millions, and it has given us some fantastic phrases that we use in everyday English. First up is hat-trick. In soccer, a hat-trick happens when a player scores 3 goals in a single game. But outside of soccer, if someone achieves 3 successes in a row in any field, we also call it a hat-trick. For example, if a musician releases 3 hit songs one after the other, they've scored a hat-trick. Next, we have offside. In the game, a player is offside if they are nearer to the opponent's goal line than the ball and the second last opponent when the ball is played to them. It's a bit tricky, right? In everyday conversation, being offside can mean you're out of place or not following the rules. Like, if you bring up a topic in a meeting that's not relevant, someone might say, "I think you're a bit offside there." Now, let's talk about the beautiful game. This term is actually a nickname for soccer itself, capturing the elegance and passion of the sport. When people refer to soccer as the beautiful game, they're talking about the artistry and excitement it brings to fans worldwide. Another interesting phrase is a game of two halves. In soccer, this means that the two halves of the match can be very different in terms of performance and results. In life, it means a situation can have two very different parts or phases. For example, if your day started off challenging but ended really well, you could say, "Well, it was a game of two halves." And finally, moving the goalposts. In a soccer match, the goalposts are fixed, but imagine if someone kept moving them. In everyday use, this phrase means changing the rules or targets while someone is trying to achieve them. Like, if your boss keeps changing the project requirements, they're moving the goalposts. That's a quick look at some of the soccer terms that have made their way into our everyday language. Whether you're watching a match or chatting with friends, these expressions are sure to come in handy. Now, let's bounce into our next sport, basketball. This fast-paced game is not just about scoring points on the court, it's also given us some vibrant phrases we use in daily life. First, we have slam dunk. In basketball, a slam dunk is a high-scoring move where a player jumps and forcefully puts the ball through the hoop. In everyday English, a slam dunk refers to a sure success or something easily achieved. For instance, if you're certain your presentation will impress your boss, you might say, "This presentation is a slam dunk." Next up is full court press. On the basketball court, this is an aggressive defense strategy where players guard the opponents closely across the entire court. Off the court, a full court press means putting maximum effort or pressure to achieve a goal. Like, our team is doing a full court press to meet the project deadline. Then we have shooting hoops. Literally, it's throwing the basketball through the hoop for fun or practice. Figuratively, shooting hoops can mean engaging in a casual, relaxing activity. You might say, after work, I like to shoot hoops with friends. It doesn't have to be basketball. It could be any leisure activity. Another phrase you might hear is dropping the ball. In basketball, dropping the ball can lead to losing possession of it. In everyday language, it means to make a mistake or fail to fulfill a responsibility. For example, I really dropped the ball when I forgot to send that important email. And lastly, a slam dunk in a business context. If you've got a proposal that's sure to be approved or a project that's destined to succeed, you might confidently say, "This plan is a slam dunk." It implies that success is as good as guaranteed. Basketball offers us these dynamic phrases that capture the energy and action of the game and life itself. Whether you're playing on the court or navigating the challenges of your day, these expressions can add a playful twist to your conversations. Next up, let's step up to the plate and talk about baseball, a sport rich in history and idioms that have become a staple in English conversations. One of the most famous baseball terms is home run. In the game, a home run is a hit that allows the batter to round all bases and score a run. In everyday language, hitting a home run means having a major success or accomplishment. For example, if your presentation at work wins over a new client, you can proudly say, "I hit a home run with that presentation." Another popular term is strikeout. In baseball, a batter strikes out by missing three pitches. Outside of baseball, to strike out means to fail at an attempt to do something. Say you asked someone out on a date and they said no. You could jokingly tell your friends, "I struck out there." Then there's pitcher's mound, the raised area where the pitcher stands to throw the ball. In a broader context, being on the pitcher's mound can refer to being in a position of responsibility or pressure. For instance, leading this project feels like I'm on the pitcher's mound. We also have the phrase out of left field. Something that comes out of left field is unexpected or unusual, much like a surprise play from the left field of a baseball field. In conversation, if someone offers a strange idea or comment, you might say, "Wow, that suggestion really came out of left field."
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Lastly, hit a home run in a business context. When a project or idea is exceptionally successful, surpassing expectations, you might hear, "Our new marketing strategy really hit a home run with the customers." Baseball not only entertains, but also enriches our language, giving us vivid ways to express success, failure, and the unexpected twists of life and work. Now, let's volley over to tennis, a sport that's as much about mental skill as it is about physical prowess. Tennis has given English some interesting phrases that we use in various aspects of our lives. First, we have ace. In tennis, an ace is a serve that is so good the opponent can't touch it, scoring a point. In everyday speech, calling something an ace means it's top-notch or excellent. For example, if you aced a test, it means you did exceptionally well on it. Next is the term love. In tennis, love means a score of zero. It's said to come from the French word elof, meaning the egg, which looks like a zero. In general conversation, though, love retains its usual meaning of affection. It's interesting how the same word can have such different meanings in and out of sports. Then there's match point. This is the point that if won, wins the match. Outside of tennis, we use match point to describe a critical or decisive moment. Like, "It's match point for me at work. If I land this deal, I'll get that promotion." Another phrase is game, set, match. In tennis, this announces the winner of the match. In everyday language, it's used to signify a conclusive victory or an end to a competition. For example, when you finally solve a difficult problem, you might say, "Game, set, match. I figured it out." Lastly, the idea of the ball is in your court. In tennis, this literally means it's your turn to play. Figuratively, it means the next move or decision is up to you. Like, I've given you the proposal details. Now the ball is in your court. Tennis offers us some fantastic phrases that we use to describe everything from success and failure to responsibility and decision-making in our daily lives. Let's swing our focus to golf, a game known for its calm precision and lush green courses. Golf has contributed some fascinating phrases to the English language, often used in business and personal life. First up is hole-in-one. In golf, it's a rare and impressive feat where the golfer gets the ball into the hole with a single stroke. In everyday language, achieving a hole-in-one means accomplishing something challenging with ease on the first try. For instance, if you land a big contract on your first sales pitch, you could say, "I got a hole-in-one with that deal." Next, we have par for the course. Par is the number of strokes a skilled golfer is expected to make on a hole or course. When something is par for the course, it means it's what you would normally expect in a given situation. Like, having tight deadlines at this job is par for the course. Another term is driving range. This is where golfers go to practice their swing. Figuratively, being on the driving range can mean you're in a situation where you are practicing or honing your skills. For example, working on these small projects is like being on the driving range for the big ones. Then, there's up to par and below par. In golf, par is the standard, so if something is up to par, it meets the expected standard. Conversely, if it's below par, it's below expectation. In everyday use, you might hear, "The presentation was below par. I need to improve it." Lastly, let's talk about a mulligan. In casual golf, a mulligan is an extra stroke allowed after a poor shot, not counted on the scorecard. In daily life, asking for a mulligan means you're asking for a second chance or do-over. Like, "Can I get a mulligan on that introduction? I think I can do better." Golf, with its leisurely pace and strategic play, offers us these thoughtful phrases that add a touch of class and strategy to our conversations, whether we're on the green or in the boardroom. As we round off today's episode, let's look at some general sports terms that have made their way into everyday English. These phrases come from various sports, but they're used widely in all sorts of conversations. First is MVP, which stands for Most Valuable Player. It's a title given to the best performing player in a game or season. In general use, calling someone an MVP means they are exceptionally good at what they do. For example, "Our project leader was the MVP of the team, always ensuring we stayed on track." Next, we have underdog. This term originated from dogfighting, but is now used in sports to refer to a competitor thought to have little chance of winning. Outside of sports, it's used to describe anyone in a similar position. For instance, in this election, the independent candidate is the underdog. Then there's the final whistle. In many sports, games end when the referee blows the final whistle. In everyday speech, the final whistle signifies the end of an event or process. Like, "When I hand in this report, it's the final whistle on a very long project." Another popular term is keep your eye on the ball. In sports, this literally means to focus on the ball to play effectively. Figuratively, it means to stay focused on what's important. In a work setting, you might hear, "We need to keep our eye on the ball to meet our targets." And how about jump the gun? It comes from track and field, where an athlete starts running before the gunshot. In everyday life, it means to start something too early or act hastily. For example, "They really jumped the gun with that product launch. It wasn't ready." Lastly, hit below the belt. In boxing, this refers to an illegal punch below the waist. Figuratively, it means to act unfairly or unkindly. In a debate or argument, you might say, "That personal comment really hit below the belt." These general sports terms show how the language of sports enriches our everyday communication, adding color and vigor to our expressions. Whether you're an avid sports fan or just enjoy a good game, these phrases will surely add flair to your English conversations. Thank you for tuning into Blooming English. We hope you've enjoyed exploring the exciting world of sports language with us. Don't forget to visit our website for more engaging lessons and resources. Until next time, keep practicing and let your English skills soar.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.